Hello, everybody. Thank you for listening. Today, I would like to look at Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Very familiar verse here. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The question I have is, why did he do that? God, who is complete, who is perfect, who is completely whole, doesn't need earth, doesn't need people, and yet God chose to create. And so why did God do that? I think there's a couple of reasons for that. One is, it's just God's nature. It is just who God is. God is creator. And I think this verse reveals to us something very important about God. God is creator, and so God creates. It's just the nature of God to do that. But I think something maybe even more important to us is that God is love. We are told this in the New Testament, in the book of 1 John, that God is love. And because of that, God created us in order to love us. God created us because God is so much love that God creates stuff to love. And even when that stuff gets messed up, which the story of Genesis goes on to tell us, there is the fall, there is sin in the world, it is not God's perfect creation anymore, God continues to love because God is just that loving. God is so much love that God creates stuff to love, and even if that stuff rebels against God, God continues to love. That's an amazing picture, I think, of who God is. That God created all of this out of the motivation of creating stuff to love. God created things, including us, because God wants things to love. God loves his earth. God loves all of his creation. God loves each one of us. Because God is so much love that his nature is to create stuff in order to love that stuff. And that includes us. Sometimes we may start to feel very distant from God. We may wonder where God is in our life. Those are natural things to think about because we are living in a fallen world and things are far from perfect. But that doesn't mean that God has changed. God created us because God is so much love. God wants something to love. And God created us. And even when we got messed up, even when we mess up our own lives, even now, God continues to love us. So a really good practice is to let God do that. It is in God's nature to create, and it is in God's nature to love. And he creates in order to love. And so what if we just let God create our life and to love our life, to love us, and to continue to work on us and mold us in his creation, kind of guide our life, creating our life day by day, and let God love us to the extent God wants to. I think we'd be a lot happier, a lot more content, if we really rested in the love of knowing that God created in order to love, and we get to enjoy that. Thanks for listening, folks. I'll talk to you again soon.